Tzubis Taf Nun Hei. We're going to begin again on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah taught that even though the minimum amount of ksuba to a besula, to a virgin, is 200, to an almana, to a widow, is 100, as we've learned, the basic ksuba is an idea of a safety net. Chazal instituted, or maybe it's even a din d'oraisa for a besula, that when a woman exits a marriage, either through divorce or through widowhood, there should be a safety net. The husband is required to pay to the wife on the occasion of divorce or widowhood. His estate is required, 200 zuz. If she was a widow when he married her, 100 zuz. The Mishnah taught that a husband can add to that. He can add another 100 zuz. Points out the Gemara. The Mishnah said, im ratza lahosif, if he wanted to add even 100 mana, he may do so. Ratza lichtov la lo katani. It doesn't say if he wants to write to her 100, he can write to her 100. Elo ratza lahosif. It said if he wanted to add, he can add 100. So by using the term hosafa, in addition, that teaches us that the addition is really a part and parcel of the ksuba, and it has all the characteristics that the ksuba has. Therefore, misayel el Rabbi Avo, this is a proof to Rabbi Avo. Am Rabbi Yana, said in the name of Rabbi Yana. Tnai ksuba, the additions that are added to a ksuba, all the different tnai ksuba, as Rashi points out, tnai ksuba tosefes, shehum masna lahosifla, this addition that he makes and it's a condition to give to her, v'chein mezonos, or the tnai ksuba that we learned earlier, that he promises to give her food on the occasion of his death, or to give her daughter's food on the occasion of his death, v'chol hanach, things like pirkona, redeeming her, all the things, the tam b'pirkin l'el, the tnai ksuba, the additions of the ksuba, k'ksuba dami, of the status of a ksuba. And that has many ramifications. Nafkamina, and therefore it has the following nafkaminos. The mocheres, a woman who sells her ksuba, if she got money for her ksuba, in addition to the ksuba, she also sold all the additional parts. Pirkona, she sold the right to mizonos, she sold the additional amount. Mocheles, a woman who forgives her ksuba, forgave all these additions too. Moredes, we're going to learn later that a woman who is Moredes al-Baila, who rejects her husband, rebels against her husband, loses aspects of her ksuba. What does it mean, Moredes? We're going to see it's a machlokas, but the main opinion is the woman refuses to have tashmish amita, refuses to have marital relations with her husband. So Moredes, when she starts losing from her ksuba, she would lose from the addition to the ksuba too. Upogemes. That's also later we learn that if a woman admits that she got part of the ksuba, then she can't get the rest of the ksuba unless she swears, if her husband is claiming that she already got all of the ksuba. So the halacha of Moredes applies not only to the core ksuba, but also to this tosefes. That's pogemes. Pogemes applies to the tosefes. Ulitovas, we learned yesterday that a tovas ksubasa bebezdin, a woman who demands her ksuba in bezdin, she loses the right to get mizonos from the estate of her deceased husband. So if she demands the tosefes ksuba, she demands this extra 100, she would also already at that point lose the right to the mizonos. Overes aldas, we've learned later that a woman who's going to violate the law, we'll have to see what those laws are, she violates the religion, she gets divorced without getting a ksuba, not only does she lose out the ksuba of 100 and 200, she loses this extra addition that was added. Another halacha where we're saying that this addition to the ksuba has the same status as the ksuba is the halacha of shvach, of improvement. The Gemara says in Maseches Bechoros that if a person dies, we know that his firstborn son is supposed to get a double portion. But if before the firstborn son had a chance to inherit, they improved the value of the property, he doesn't get a double portion in that improvement. A woman who gets her ksuba from her deceased husband's property also doesn't get her ksuba from the improvements that were done to the property after the death of the husband. And now that we're saying that the tosefes is part of the ksuba, she can't collect this tosefes from those improvements. Lishvua, for the halachos of oaths. For example, let's say a woman is coming to collect her ksuba, and there is an eid echad, there's a single witness who's telling us that she already got her ksuba, she's not entitled to anything. So she has to swear that he's wrong, and then she gets the ksuba. So when she would swear that he's wrong to get the ksuba, she has to swear not only about the kor amount, she'd have to swear also about this tosefes. Ulishvias. The halacha is that shmita at the end of the year requires all people who have money owed to them to forgive the money that's owed to them. However, uksuba is an exception. Even though uksuba is owed to a wife, the wife does not have to forgive the loan. There is no shmitas ksav in regards to ksuba. There's also no shmitas ksav in regards to the tosefes, to the addition to the ksuba. Ula kosev kol nechasav levana. And someone who writes, who promises all of his property to his children. The halacha is that if a person gives all of his property to his children, but he gave his wife a little piece of land, she loses the ksuba. All she got is that piece of land. The same would be in regards to the tosefes. She'd lose the tosefes. All she has is that piece of land. Another halacha, ligvos min hakarka. Ksuba is a debt, but it is to be collected not from movables, but from land. The tosefes ksuba is like ksuba. It's to be collected from land, not from movables. And which land is it collected from? We know there's three types of land. Ziburis, inferior land. Beinonis, middle type levels. And Idias, the best lands. Ksuba is given from the ziburis. The tosefes ksuba is also in a ziburis. V'chozman shibavei savia. The halacha we're going to learn later, that if a woman loses her husband, and then she goes back to her father's home, if she stayed in her husband's home and keeps to get food from her husband's estate, she can collect her ksuba at any time. But if she's moved back to her father's home, then she only has 25 years to claim her ksuba. After 25 years, she can't claim her ksuba. Also, after 25 years, she also can't claim the tosefes to the ksuba. Ula ksuba's been indifferent. And this halach of tosefes is like the ksuba in regards to ksuba's been indichin, which we learned earlier was another tznai ksuba, namely, that if the woman dies before her husband, one of the tznai ksuba is that the husband promises that when he dies, her ksuba, namely her dowry, the nechse malog, the nechse tzon barzel, and the 200 or the 100, are going to go to her male sons. The tosefes will also go to her male sons. Pumpadisa Amri. Pumpadisa Itmar, we learned. I'm sorry. We learned. Ksuba's bin indichrin. This halacha of ksuba's bin indichrin, that the ksuba goes to the male sons when the wife had died in the lifetime of her husband. Once the husband dies, the male sons get the ksuba amount, and then whatever's left is divided up as inheritance. Pumpadisa Amri, the sages in Pumpadisa taught, Lotar from Mishabdi. The sons can't collect it from land that the father, the husband, had sold. There's no lien for it. Why? Because, as we learned in the Mishnayos earlier, the lashon, the terminology of these tosfos ksuba, of the tznai ksuba, is very significant. And the lashon of ksuba's bin indichrin is that he writes in the ksuba that after his death, yarton, your male sons will inherit tznan. Now, inheritance never can be taken from Mishubadim. We would never say that a man who dies, that his children can now go and collect land that he sold. No. We don't say that inheritance can be taken from land that has a lien on it. And therefore, they're not entitled to this inheritance. Bnei Matamachsia, the children of Matamachsia, though, say, Amri, they say that the Bnei Dichrin Tar from Mishabdi can collect the ksuba of their mother, even from lands that were sold, if that's all that's available, by their father. Why? Because they learned that the terminology in the ksuba for ksuba's bin dichrin is yasfun tznan, and yasfun sounds like it's a chov, it's an obligation. As ba'alei chov, they are considered ba'alei chov, that their father owes them, and therefore if their father sold land, they can go take the land b'chovasam, for the obligation that the father owes them. However, b'hilchsad halach is lo tarfa mi meshubadi. Halach is that she cannot, the benin dichrin, the male sons, cannot collect the ksuba from the meshubadim because yartun tnan, because the Mishnah said that they are the terminology in the ksuba is that they are inheriting the ksuba, not that it's a chov for them, so therefore they have no rights to meshubadim. Another halacha in regards to a ksuba is that when a ksuba is collected, the wife should swear that she hasn't already gotten this money in cash. Let's say the husband died and she's going to the children to collect her ksuba, she has to swear that she hasn't already gotten the money in cash. However, if the husband had set aside metaltali, and they're still there, these are the metaltim that are there for the ksuba, then presumably he didn't give her cash. And therefore, since these are the metaltim that were always dedicated for her ksuba, she can collect it as her ksuba below shvua, without having to swear. What happens if those metaltim that were set aside for her ksuba are already gone? Now she's coming to collect the ksuba from land. Does she have to swear that she didn't get cash? If there was something set aside, that's all the movables, it's all the chattel she possibly would have gotten as her ksuba, and therefore she can collect the ksuba from land below shvua without an oath. However, b'nei matem achsi amri, the people of matem achsi say, the shvua, she can only collect by taking an oath. The hilchsa, and the halacha is, below shvua, that she can collect without having to take an oath. Next halacha, similarly, the machlokas between b'nei pumpadisa and b'nei matem achsi. Next halacha, yichid la'ara, he had set aside a piece of land for the ksuba, ba'arba mitzrinha, on all four boundaries of the piece of land, sign saying this is for my wife's ksuba. This is the apotiki for my wife's ksuba. So after his death, his wife is coming to collect the ksuba from his sons. She can take that piece of land below shvua. She doesn't have to swear, that I didn't get it from anywhere else. Because of course she didn't get the ksuba from anywhere else. However, if you set aside the piece of land only b'chad mitzvah, with only one boundary, Pumpadisa Ami, the people of Pumpadisa say, below shvua, she collects the land without having to swear. B'nei matem achsi Ami, she has to swear because maybe she has to swear saying that she didn't get the money from anywhere else. Because since she didn't delineate all four sides, so we're not so confident that he was miyachid it really fully to her. And maybe he gave her the money with cash. So she has to swear that she didn't get the money with cash, and then she can go collect that piece of land. Ilchsad alach is that even if there's only a marker on one side, below shvua, she can collect it without a shvua. Another halacha, this is a halacha generally in umden das, about people's thoughts. Amar le'edim, a fellow who tells witnesses, I want to give away something, kislu, write that my field is going to so-and-so, v'chismu, and sign that it's going to so-and-so, v'havule, and give it to the following person. And kanumine, and the witnesses did a kinyan chalipin from him. He did an acquisition to show that he's serious. So now they don't need to go back and renegotiate or re-ask him, did he really want to sell it? Did he really want to give it away? Lo tzrichim luchabe, because certainly once he did a kinyan, he meant to give it away. However, lo kanumine, if they didn't do a kinyan from him, and pumbadis amri lo tzarichim luchabe, they don't need to go back to ask him. He already told them to go do it. They can go do it. They have to consult with him again before they actually give that field away. They need to consult with him again. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, going back to our Mishnah taught that if a person adds another 100 to the ksuba, and then he nebuch unfortunately passes away, if his wife is still only an arusa, she's only still betrothed to him, she still could collect the full ksuba with the tosefes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, he only added that addition because of chibas bia, because of the excitement and the joy of getting her to be his wife, namely the nisuin. But if he never got to the nisuin, then he never would have promised to her that additional amount. So therefore he doesn't have to pay, or his estate doesn't have to pay that additional amount. Itmar, we learned, Rav and Rav Nasan had an argument, Chad Amar Alach Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that if she is a almana min ha'erusin, she doesn't get tosefes ksuba, because we are omedas, we assess his intent, that he only intended to give the addition if he would have the chibas bia, the enjoyment of nesuin. Chad Amar, the other opinion, said, Ein Alacha, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Alacha is not like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Says the Gemara, at this time I can prove to you, Rav Nasan, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Reb Nassim's the one who says Allah is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The Shamin Leila Reb Nassim, the Azal Basar Umdina. Because we know that Reb Nassim is the one who follows assessments of what people are intending. The Reb Nassim, Reb Nassim taught us. Halacha k'Reb Shimon Shizuri b'mesukan. Halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri about a mesukan. This is the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that if a fellow is about to leave on a big trip, he's about to go travel through a dangerous desert, he's about to travel on a dangerous sea voyage, and he tells witnesses, write a get for my wife, and he didn't say the word and hand it to her. The witnesses can go hand it to her because of the stress, he forgot to say hand it to her. Said Reb Shimon Shizuri, the same as if a guy is dying. If a man is dying, he's a ghost face, and he says, write a get to my wife, they can even deliver the get to her. Because he probably didn't say deliver it because he's under stress, the fact that he's dying. In other words, that we take a person, we look at the words, and then we add to it an umdin das, an assessment of what he probably meant, what a typical person means. So since Reb Nassim holds halachas like Reb Shimon Shizuri in regard to the goses, that we assume that the goses meant to say, not just write the get, but also deliver the get, therefore, he would assume also we follow umdin das, that's view of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that when a man gave a tosefes ksuba, he intended only for nisuin. That since there's going to be a nisuin, he wants to have in addition to the ksuba because he's so excited about the nisuin. In addition, Reb Nassim had said a second halacha there, that halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri in regards to the question of trumas meiser shel d'mai. As we've learned, d'mai is produce of Ami Ha'aretz. Most Ami Ha'aretz separate Trumos and Masros, but there is a sizable group that don't, and therefore Midrabanan we say that Dmai has to be considered Dmai. We don't know what it is. We have to treat it as if Trumos and Masros have not been separated from it. So let's say a person buys Dmai, and he separates Truma, and he separates Meiser Rishon, he separates from the Meiser Rishon a piece as Trumas Meiser, and then the Trumas Meiser falls back into the Dmai. So now it's usher to a non-Kohen to eat. So Reb Shimon Shizuri said, you know what? It's not such a problem. Go to the Am Haaretz and ask him, did you separate Maestros before I even bought it from you? And if he says, I did, then you can rely on it. And that would mean that retroactively, the Trumas Maestro that you separated was nothing. It wasn't Trumas Maestro, and therefore you, a non-Kohen, can still eat the food. Okay, so the Gemara says, so presumably it's Reb Nassim is the one who says Allah is like Reb Elazar ben Azar. Says the Gemara, why are you saying Reb Nassim is the one who says Allah is like Reb Elazar ben Azar? Because you said Reb Nassim follows Umdina because he holds Allah is like Reb Shimon Shizuri. But does Rav not hold that we follow Umdina? For it, remember we learned. We know there's something called Matna Shchiv Merah. Fellow is dying, Chazal instituted that what he says, let's say he says that he wants a certain item to be given to someone as a gift, automatically belongs to that person even without a Maisa Kinyan, because we're worried that if we'd make him do a Maisa Kinyan, we'd say, okay, you want to give it to that person, now you need to do a Chalipin, or you need to get money, he's going to get all worked up, he's going to die. So we want to calm the Shchiv Merah, the dying man, down. Divrei Shchiv Merah k'ksuvim k'msurim damim. Itmar, we learned, Matna Shchiv Merah. So let's say we have a document from what happened by the Shchiv Merah's bed, by the man who's deathly ill. But it didn't just say the terminology of a Shchiv Merah that he was dying and he was sick, but Shekasev Ba Kinyan. It also said that he's doing the actions of a Kinyan. Now, a Kinyan, that would be something of a healthy person. To give something away needs a kinyan. So now we don't know what he meant. We don't know what he meant here. Does he mean a matna shchivra? Does he mean a kinyan? So bebei Rav, mishmei de Rav Amri, in the yeshiva of Rav, the name of Rav, they said, let's have it riding on two horses. On the one hand, it has aspects of a matna shchiv merah. On the other hand, it has aspects of a matana of a healthy person, because it has both the lashonos in this document of a shchiv merah gift and the terminology of a healthy person giving something away through chalipin. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, "Lo yadana ma'idam, I don't know what to deal with it. Rebbei Rav, I don't know how to deal with it. Rebbei Rav, Mishmei Rav Ami Arkevat Trei Rikshi in the yeshiva of Rav, the name of Rav, they said he's riding on two horses. Harei kematnas bari, varei kematnas shchiv merah. The one hand, it's like the gift of a healthy person, and it's also like the gift of a dying man. Harei kematnas bari, it's like the gift of the healthy person. Dim Amad, eno yachal lazerbo. If he recovers, we wouldn't say, okay, now you recovered, you're not a shchiv merah, so it's not a gift anymore. It's like a matan of a bari that even after recovery, he can't take it back. But it also is treated like a matna shchiv merah, she'im amar halvasi leploni, if what he's trying to hand over is a loan that's due to him, to somebody else, halvasi leploni, he can transfer the ownership of the halva'a, of the loan. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, "Lo yadana, my idon bay. I don't really know what to do with this document. Shema lo gamar lahaknoso ela bishtar. Maybe he was trying to make a hakna. The reason why he wrote kinyan is because he wants it to be a kinyan of a bari, and he wants the kinyan" to be with a shtar, that the shtar should complete the kinyan. And the shtar is that only after the death it should be completed. Ein shtar la'achamisa, and there wouldn't be any shtar la'achamisa. So I don't know what to do. Maybe it's a matnas shchiv merah, maybe it's not. Maybe he's trying to have the powers of a matnas, you know, giving it after death, but really he's trying to do it in a normal way of kinyan. So what do you see, Rav? Rav says, well, if a person wrote both kinyan and matnas shchiv merah, he meant both. So you see that Rav also follows din das. Maybe Rav is the one who says Allah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Eli, you have to say Tavai Razli Basri Umdana. Both of them follow Umdana. They're not that, but basically the argument is, what is the Umdana here? Madam Alacha Shapir, the one who says Alacha like a blood ben Azariah. Okay, that makes sense. Madam Ein Alacha, because Alchanami here too. Umdin Daita, whom Yishumi Kruve Daita. The reason why we assume, why is he giving a Tosef? Is he wants her to feel closer to him. She feels closer to him because of the Tosefes, even though he never had an Nisuin with her.